Okay, now we have someone who comes here quite regularly and brings us great spoken word. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
From my experiences acting in summer stock companies and around the United States and Canada, this is sort of the end of it. It's actually a love poem in disguise, and it's called The Theater Trunk. Kneeling here beside your trunk, the legacy you left me in the theater storage room, I run my fingers over the cracked leather strips studded with octangular tacks, once as bright as brass celebrations. I am not staring into emptiness exactly, but in all that's left of you, a stethoscope, a crutch, wigs, noses, and a sword with a jeweled hilt. We used to dig through these props together like archaeologists, trying to find the one bone that would complete the image. You thought this Egyptian serpent bracelet, for instance, would help me fathom a far-fetched character I was trying to be. I can still feel its smooth cold on my skin. I remember how the jeweled glow of its eyes lingered through the few moments just after the lights went out, before my own eyes adjusted to the dark. I remember the time you wore these old garden gloves as the strolling minstrel. The fabrics stiffened. I hold only the mold of your hand, and my own hand is small inside it. My fingertips cannot reach the ends of the glove's fingers and sweat inside those oval spaces. Spaces as voiceless and as dark as a theater when the show's closed after the end of its run. Thank you.
One more hand, please, for Suzanne Owens. Thank you.